ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Indonesian authorities have suspended all charter flight operations across West Papua following the killing of American pilot Nicholas Gosselin last week. Separatist group, the West Papua Liberation Army, has claimed responsibility, saying its fighters set fire to an aircraft operated by Indonesian airline PT-AMA in Balingama village. Benny Wender, though, the leader for independence group, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, says he regrets the death, but Indonesia is responsible for using civilian pilots to fly military equipment.
For me, firstly, and on behalf of United Liberation Movement and people of West Papua, I regret that and sorry to hear the news, and I condolence to the family and the lost loved one. This is also wrong timing, wrong place. So because the West Papua Army of TPNPB spokesperson, Mr. Sebi Sambom, announced several times last few years this aircraft, all the pilots warning no fly this place, because this place is a war zone. And there is several aircraft suspicious from the military wing that the Indonesia using this aircraft supply all the equipment and even military themselves and all the things that Indonesia are supplying using all these aircraft. So it's not only MI, but lot of company like Sushi Air and many companies run this aircraft. So already warning, but I think Indonesia reluctant to warning, remind all the pilot, don't fly this place, because this is a war zone. But they still continue to allow this happen. So I think the Indonesia guilty to, you know, allow this happen. And for me, is I regret. And this place is already war zone. For us, is, you know, it's really difficult to say how our struggle will be in the future, because Indonesia using this issue will be justify themselves, their presence in West Papua.
Like you've mentioned, with the cases with the New Zealand pilot and now this American pilot, is that in a way sort of paint a negative light with your Free West Papua campaign?
Yes, I think it's under the international community might say, you know, we are killing the, you know, that's a little bit difficult, but we already declare that we are peacefully, we're not enemy. We did our friends like a pilot or any Western, or any foreigner, that we are not enemy, because we are peaceful. We defend our land, defend our, you know, our land and our people. And but because the Indonesia are should blame, because they are there and they are occupied our country. That's why they drove the bomb and killing and thousands of killing. West Papuans, almost 500,000 already been killed. That's why, you know, we are still struggle almost 60 years fight for our freedom. But because all these pilots are wrong time in wrong place, they should know they don't need to fly this area, but they still fly. But for me, it's really sorry, and I also regret. And as you know, this killing take place, but at the same time, you know, we already take seriously. It shouldn't happen again in the future.
Would you also condemn the killing of this pilot as well?
Yes, I think I regret. That's what they put out a statement finished on my website. I regret, and this shouldn't happen, you know, in the future, because we're not enemy with the, you know, our sole friends and international friends like pilot or tourists or anybody.
Benny Wender, exiled West Papuan independence leader and chairman of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, speaking to ABC's Hilda Wayne.